market.
What is going on, based Americans, LFA TV family? You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. Coming out of the weekend, lock and load, we are ready to go, marching on to the 2024 election. If you think you guys can handle it, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, please. Share the transmission absolutely everywhere. The link can be transmitted in your Truth social group, Facebook, or maybe even Telegram group chats. Do it right now. We are thankful for all of your participation, including that. Make sure to go to lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount. lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time, reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. We are thankful for all of your continued support. We are thankful for all of your continued support here at LFA TV. The only way to truly build out a better tomorrow, especially in terms of alternative independent media, is to invest today. So go to lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount. We are truly thankful for every single one of you patriots that are participating daily. And while you're there, check out the official LFA TV merch store. The official LFA TV merch store. Check out the merch. Check out all the great products. All the proceeds, as you know, go directly to funding your favorite America First alternative media machine, LFA TV. Good to see all you based Americans in the chat. We got I Don't Think So 79 in the chat. Tommy LANC in the chat. Regneck 1776 in the chat. Iris Hannah Aguilar in the chat. MPCV in the chat. Becky J01 in the chat. King Watts in the chat. The One I Am in the chat. Joanne EV in the chat. Good to see all my based Americans tuning in. Birchman 560 locked and loaded and in the chat. Alrighty, I am your host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching Based America. Just a quick little update. For those of you that watch me on Drew Hernandez Live and obviously here on Based America, you can catch me on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show every single Thursday, band.video. I'm always somewhere yapping, right? I'm always somewhere yapping, and I apologize. I was not able to go live Friday night, and I was planning on covering Trump's rally in Philly on Saturday evening. And for those of you that were expecting me to go live, I apologize. Have some physical complications. Was doing some work here around the house because I got to get my life together. You know what I mean? It's like fighting the New World Order every single day. But got to get some work done around the house and completely throw out my back and my lower back, my lower left back, by the way. I've been in pain for the past, where are we at, 3 going on 4 days. So if you're wondering why I was not live on a Saturday, I apologize. Because I know a lot of people are always expecting my live coverage, especially whenever I announce it. So appreciate every single one of you guys. I will be covering the debate. I'm just kind of taking it easy these next few days. So I will be covering the first presidential debate. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We have our based watch parties. We got thousands of people that show up to those. And so I'll put the link in the chat. That will be this Thursday. I actually like to go live maybe an hour early. So the debate is supposed to start, I believe, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I will be live 1 hour early on Thursday. So I will be live, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, covering the first presidential debate this Thursday. So make sure to be there. The link is in the chat. So yeah, I'm taking it easy. Back is totally jacked up right now. And, you know, the wife was like, you got to be careful. You got to chill. Ice heat the whole thing. And it happens, man. It happens, right? It happens. It is what it is. So I've just been taking it easy, and I apologize for everyone that wanted to tune into my coverage on Trump's. I just couldn't do it. My back was jacked up, guys. It was just, yeah, it was bad. So I'm slowly recovering. I appreciate all of your prayers. Appreciate your patience. Thank you, guys. And so if you guys see me start maybe like 5 minutes late, I've already let Jeremy know here on Based America or on obviously Drew Hernandez Live. That's why I'm taking this week a little slower than usual. So thank you guys. Salute. Thank you for the prayers. We love you. And on top of a bunch of hardware updates in the middle of that, I've done on my computer. So we're good to go. We are good to go. We are locked and loaded and ready to go. So fake Tapper the Booty Clapper. Now, in my opinion, is Jake Tapper gay? If you ask me, if you're a host on CNN, you're probably somewhat some kind of a homosexual at this point. I mean, honestly, if you really think about it, how the hell could you be a legitimate host on CNN on the payroll? Cuck NN, right? That is totally cucked out. Doesn't speak the truth, just lies to people, even though they're caught in their lies and caught in their totally obvious propaganda, hypocrisy, and lies. I mean, you gotta be some kind of sodomite, right? That's gotta be some kind of requirement, right? Is fake Tapper not just a lying yapper, but is he also a sodomite booty clapper? That's the question, ladies and gentlemen. Fake Tapper the Booty Clapper. You guys like that? I told the guys to slap that on the thumbnail. You know, why not? I mean, really think about it, right? It's like sodomite news, if you could even call it that. Just a bunch of homosexuals that lie every single day for a living. They literally get paid to peddle lies and shut down anyone speaking against their lies. And obviously you take a look at someone like fake Tapper the Booty Clapper. And, you know, he's probably slapping homo cheeks. Who knows? That's just, you know, that's my theory. It's my opinion. Honestly, to be working at CNN, how the hell could you be legitimate? How could you be straight? How could you be a straight white show host on CNN at this point? You're not allowed to speak your mind. You're not allowed to speak out or challenge any pre-approved scripted narratives. And by the way, who the hell actually sits down and watches CNN for like actual news? You know, at this point, I mean, if you're a host, obviously, if you're a host on CNN and you're a male, you have to be some kind of homosexual, some kind of homo booty clapping sodomite. You know what I mean? Just a feces pusher. Straight up. But if you're sitting down and you're just like watching CNN and it's like, I get my news from CNN, so articulate. I love just watching homosexuals that smoke feces pulls just lie to me every single day. I love it. Lie to me, daddy. Lie to me harder, daddy. Like, you gotta be gay, right? You gotta be. You gotta be gay. Now, obviously, on like primary nights, caucus nights, election nights, or debate nights, I like to watch CNN or MSNBC because I study the enemy. I study what they're saying. I study their propaganda. I study to see where they're going. And but what I'm talking about is if you're honestly like, who sits down and is like, CNN is where I get my news. I'm gay. Did you know that I'm gay? That's got to be like a dating requirement. You know what I mean? That's got to be like some kind of red flag indication that you're probably dating a homosexual, right? Like, I haven't been in the dating scene for, geez, over 10 years now. Over 10 years, dated my wife for about 5. Got married. We've been married for 5 years. Going to be 6 years this year. So I've been out of that scene for a while, and all I hear from my friends, my millennial and my Zoomer friends, even boomers and Gen Xers, right? Having to find love on the internet, which I guess is possible. I don't shame that, right? Like, just got to be careful with who you're talking to. But the dating scene right now in 2024 is on a whole other level. It really is. You know, you got to be really careful. You got to inspect. Who are you actually talking to? If you're straight and you're heterosexual, how do you know that the person you're talking to is a straight heterosexual? Like, you gotta be very careful these days, right? Like, all my buddies that are on these dating apps, I'm like, damn, dude, you gotta really be careful out there because you might end up in a situation where you got some sodomite, you got some homosexual pervert posing to be the opposite sex in order to deceive you. And so anyways, yeah, the dating scene is on a whole other level right now. For all generations, honestly, for all generations. You know how many like boomer males are being scammed right now? How many of you have like family members, like boomer brothers? I mean, you might be a boomer, right? But you have a brother, a little brother, or maybe even an older brother or a brother-in-law or a cousin that are in like some kind of long distance 90-day fiance relationship with like a Filipino that nobody knows. You know what I mean? Like this scamming has been good. And it's not just boomers, it's like Gen Xers. Guys, I have family members that are into this stuff and it's crazy. It's crazy. You got to be careful out there, man. Like, it's a whole different level. This generation, I think that's another aspect that doesn't really get talked about a lot, especially like within right-wing spaces. Like, dude, you got to be very careful. You gotta really make sure you know who you're talking to, because who the hell are you talking to on the internet? Are you getting scammed? Is someone trying to scam you out of your finances from a third world country? But anyways, I mean, these days of deception are real, ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, it doesn't really matter what generation you're in. It's like this is a full scale, you know, sweep of deception. Especially in this like technological leap where you could be in a what you think is a relationship with someone from a foreign country, and I don't know, man. It's dangerous out there. All I'm going to say is, like, with this full embrace of homosexuality and sodomy, you got to be very careful out there with these dating apps. Like, how do you know who is who, honestly? It's a scary world out there. Scary. Scary. But anyways, with all that to say is, like, as the Bible foretold, forewarned, prophesied and made very clear that the Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Like, that's not just in like the context of a false church or a church that is infiltrated. Doctrines of demons can be found throughout all of society. This can be found anywhere. This can be found in the music, the movie industry. It can be found in education spaces. Look at all of the literal pornography that they're pushing on children in the name of LGBTQ education, sex education, right? Isn't it interesting when they start pushing LGBTQ sex education? It's totally perverted and it's like pornography pushed on children. Anywhere in society you could think of, just anywhere, literally anywhere, just pick a channel. And you see these doctrines of demons. You see this deception. And even in, obviously, they are warping the God-given biological sex prescribed practice for procreation. Obviously, that's going to have a huge impact, like, culturally, right? Where, what the hell is a woman? What am I looking out here? It's a dude with prosthetic tits. Look at all that damn Botox and plastic surgery with the puffed up lips. Weird. It's weird what women are doing these days, honestly. I tell my wife all the time, like, this is really weird. I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, a lot of Zoomers are doing that, right? They're getting, like, the plastic surgery. It's like this weird. You guys remember the Bratz dolls? Especially if you're like a millennial, you guys remember that? I remember my little sister used to play with those all the time. Like, when she was little, she had Barbies, but then like the Bratz dolls came in and they looked animated, right? They looked like some kind of animated CGI character with like the big cartoon looking eyes, right? And the big exaggerated lips. Like, they look very prosthetic. Right? Like, women look like this. It's weird. I don't understand it. They all look the same, too. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know why women are doing that. It's a weird thing. They all look the same. And it's a lot of Zoomer and millennial women. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? They get, like, weird, the big eyes and the giant puffed-out lips, and they look like a bunch of Bratz dolls, and they literally look like a prototype. They literally look like a prototype female. And what's crazy is, like, these homosexual perverts that are getting the trans surgeries, getting the fake tits, they're chopping their penises off, they get the same thing. And it's literally deceptive. It's yeah, like the BBL, the whole thing. It's strange. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these females. I really don't know. It's not attractive. I tell my wife all the time, like, it looks weird. Like, it literally looks like, I don't know how to describe it. It's really, the only thing I could point to is like the Bratz dolls. They all look like this. I'm like, what is going, why are they all looking like this? Oh, they're getting this surgery. They're getting this surgery. They're getting that surgery. They're getting the BBLs and then the lip thing and the lip filler. It's like, oh, it's okay. So they all end up just literally looking the same. And the problem you're going to have with that is, now with this degenerate, depraved society, now you have men, homosexuals, and perverts identifying as women getting the same exact cosmetic prosthetic surgeries. And you got to be very careful out there, guys. I'm just... You know, I am your Nigerian prince. There's all kinds of scams out there, you know, and trust me, man, I got family members. I got Gen X family members that are dealing with this, and I got to break it down to them and tell them, no, this isn't right. This is a scam. Stay the hell away. Can you please just look for someone in America? Could you please just keep it simple and stop sending them money? Guys, trust me, man, I'm living this too. I got Gen X family that are doing the 90-day fiance thing, or on the way. Not actually on the show. My family always makes fun of them and is like, you got to just sign up for the show at this point. Sending them money in the Philippines. So Anyways, but that's what I'm trying to say, and I think communicate is like this is deception. No matter which way you look at it, you're going to be dealing with serious levels of deception, and it's tied to degeneracy, and it's tied to a clear, I would say, mockery of those made in God's image. At the same time, it's like a psychological, spiritual, deceiving mind hijacking that causes people to that are already discontent with their lives and God to seek everything but a pure, holy, and content and fruitful and fulfilling relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where all of this stems from, right? And this is why I think a lot of people, they are effectively deceived because of their desperation. I think they are deceived because they are desperate. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys know people like this in your life. I know I do. And I see this time after time. And like I said, this is generational. Like, I got boomer family that does this. I got Gen X family that does this. And then guys, I was in ministry for, 5-6 years, full-time vocational youth pastor, and same thing. It's a human issue with dealing with the Zoomers and some millennials. We got some friends that have walked away from the Lord because they're discontent, and they end up with literally Frankenstein. Yeah, because they end up in a marriage where they're like totally depressed. They look horrible. They're gaining weight. They're losing their mind. They're losing their identity because they simply were desperate. And therefore, they become deceived. And so these are spiritual issues that I speak of. And it's not just in the mainstream media. But we all have to take inventory of our own personal lives and what we believe and what we're applying and what we're engaging in, what we're investing in, not just financially, but spiritually. God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap. And there are consequences to what we interface with. We either interface with holy things and the things of God, or we interface with things of this fallen world that God does not approve, or the things of the demonic. And there will be a consequence as a result. And so all that to say, I use these examples to show that this is obviously a spiritual issue, but it's a cultural issue. You find this across the entire board, whether it's in the media, in politics, in the church, in just relational everyday aspects of human beings. People need to take a look at this. And so I encourage you, stay away. If you are being courted or you are being tempted, this is what temptation looks like. And temptation and the enemy will always tap into your fear and always tap into your insecurity and always tap into your loneliness, which could be tied to a discontent or could be tied to an unsatisfied spirit or soul. You find this in the garden. Eve was completely discontent. Wasn't enough. She was completely distrusting the Lord. She was not content with what God said. She was not content with who God was and who God is. And the serpent tapped into her vulnerabilities. And therefore, deception was the result. And so as we as human beings, whatever your discontentment may be, whatever your fear or your vulnerability or your insecurity or whatever your loneliness may be, expect those temptations to come your way in that channel of your life. And people will see this. And people will see this, and I don't know. You know, I'm seeing this increase more and more and more and more, and My main concern is obviously as a Christian, those knowing God on a personal level. And I think we're only going to see an increase of deception because that's biblical. So, however, as we are, what, 4 days away, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we're already through, if you're on the East Coast, Monday. We got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We got 3 days. Let me correct myself. 3 days away from the first presidential debate of 2024. I think this might be the only one we're going to get, chat. I think this might be the only one we're going to get. And obviously, they are going to not make it easy for Trump. It will be a total disaster for Joe Biden. And this very well may be what triggers the Democrat Party and the left to finally unify and make a move to possibly 25th Amendment Joe Biden, or have him personally step down to be moved out of the way, I think, for Big Mike. And I think this debate will be a disaster. I think it will only make Trump look better. But this might actually be the tipping block to the end of Joe Biden. But with that said, CNN is in total damage control. CNN takes Trump campaign spokesperson off air for criticizing debate moderator Jake Tapper, which I like to call fake booty clapper Tapper. Yeah. Only days before CNN hosts first debate, CNN took Donald Trump campaign spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt off the air when she started to bring up Jake Tapper's history of comparing Trump to Adolf Hitler. The viral clip comes just a few days before Tapper is set to moderate the debate between Trump and incumbent President Joe Biden. She started saying, "It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump to see that." But CNN host Cassie Hunt then started to cut off and talk over her as she began to drop that information. Let's take a look.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
These woke whites are ridiculous. Look at this. Oh, you're so holier than thou. Oh my God. You're the bigger person. Let's talk about the topic at hand. We're CNN. We're gay.
Who do you work for?
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay.
Now, as
I'm
for
sorry,
this debate,
guys. We're going to come back out to the panel.
For,
Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now.
Ugh, the condescending leftist woke woman, white women are the worst. They really are the worst. Like, please spare me. Spare me. Spare me your ridiculous high horse. Please spare me. You're a host on CNN. The requirement to be a host on CNN, like, has to be, yeah, retardation.
At next, early, later this week in Atlanta for this debate.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has...
Hey, stop with the facts! Stop with the facts!
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay,
now, as
I'm
for
sorry,
this debate,
guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time.
These women are insufferable, honestly. These women are insufferable. Look at that. Imagine being that retarded. That's what's required for you to be on CNN. These women are ugly. They're overweight. They're low IQ. They're retarded. They're emotionally unstable. They're woke. And it's just, I don't know, chat. I don't know. It's women like this that I think cause people to think maybe we should take away their right to vote. Because the majority of these females, the majority of the female vote historically keeps voting left because they want to kill babies. They want to murder babies. They just don't stop. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, chat. I'm just saying. But obviously, fake Tapper the booty clapper is is being exposed and you're not allowed to talk about it. Obviously. Because God forbid fake Tapper gets exposed and discredited. God forbid. The whole mainstream media is collapsing. Snopes fact checks. Snopes fact checkers admit, quietly, by the way, they try to do this under the radar. Snopes fact checkers admit Trump never called neo-Nazis very fine people. Yes, we have known this for how long? This was in 2017, 2018, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, what, 6, 7 years later? Of course. Biden based his 2020 campaign on this lie. On June 20th, 2024, only 7 years after the hoax was first perpetrated by Democrats and legacy media, fact-checker Snopes has admitted that the never... This is all messed up. Whoa, what is this? Who wrote this article? Jeez. Fact-checker Snopes has admitted that... Hold on, I gotta word this myself. Let me just break it down this way. So you guys remember Charlottesville. Trump made some public comments, and Trump said there were fine people on both sides. And what Trump was meaning was there were people on both sides. Yes, there were neo-Nazi groups in Charlottesville. Yes, there were MAGA groups in Charlottesville that are not neo-Nazis and want nothing to do with white supremacy. And yes, there were leftists on the other side in Charlottesville. Correct. So Trump's comments were not speaking of the neo-Nazi groups that showed up to Charlottesville in 2017. Trump was saying there were fine people on both sides that wanted nothing to do with the political violence that included MAGA that don't identify as neo-Nazis, obviously. So now fast forward to 2024, we know that the legacy media for the past 7 years has been using that talking point to say that Trump called neo-Nazis fine people at Charlottesville in 2017, correct? Well, now, Snopes, the fact checkers have corrected that that is not true 7 years later. So I don't even think I need to read this article, but here's Snopes making that correction. Sorry about that. Article. I don't know what the... I'm just going to take that out. That was written very poorly. Here's Snopes. No. Then-President Donald Trump did not call neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people in 2017. Speaking about a deadly protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, he said those groups should be condemned totally, and they make this correction 7 years later, June 20th, 2024. It's too late for that. Well, because they know that their lies are being completely debunked. And I think that the mainstream media, to an extent, is recognizing that their lies are actually working against them and making Trump look even better. That's been the case since Trump came down the escalator. I can assure you that. That has been the case since Trump came down the escalator. You want to know why? Because they tried to run with that lie that Trump said all Hispanics and all Latinos and all Mexicans are rapists, literally leaving out the context of that statement that it's illegal immigration and it's these foreign Latin American country hellholes that are not sending their best. They're emptying their prisons and they're sending convicted rapists, serial killers, murderers, and child molesters to our country to come freely. That is 100% true. Yes. Fact check. Yes. Remember, the mainstream media cut that part out and just said, Trump simply said all Mexicans are rapists and child molesters and serial killers and murderers. And that turned into a huge red pill, especially during the 2016 election. Huge red pill. Because that caused people to finally realize, wait, these people are lying. They're not just getting it wrong. They are lying. He didn't say that. Watch the clip. Replay the tape. What did Trump really say? And so what's happening here is I think the mainstream media and their lives are collapsing because it's working against them. And I think to an extent they're identifying that. And that's always going to be the case. Because the more and more you lie to people, the more and more you not only lose credibility, but lies are evil and they're sinister and they are accompanied by an intent to hurt an individual based off of the lie, the piece of information that's being communicated or transmitted to the target. And so not only do people get and feel uncomfortable that the mainstream media is lying to them, but they're realizing that the mainstream media is not lying because they're incompetent, is not lying out of mistake, is not lying because they are just not doing their jobs correctly. No, the mainstream media lies to you because they hate you. And it's an intentional psyop that's backed up by intelligence agencies in order to warp the minds of the masses to destroy the very country and your existence and the land that you love. That's what's happening here. That's what's causing people to wake up. And that's what I've been calling a total mainstream media backfire for the past 8 years. Especially with the advent of Donald J. Trump. And it seems to an extent, like I said, that the mainstream is noticing some shifts, is noticing some changes, is noticing that what they're doing is backfiring, and that's only making Trump more powerful, because then what causes an individual to conclude is, okay, they're lying to me, not only because they're incompetent, but they're lying to me intentionally, so that I take offense to that. And then that leads that mind to conclude and to ask themselves, okay, well, why? Why? Why are you lying about Trump? And that only makes, that's like the worst thing you could do. Because that only makes people want to hear what's forbidden even more. And then they start to hear the truth. Then they start to hear Trump's heart. Then they start to hear Trump's policy. Then they start to hear what Trump actually believes. And then they say, see, that is the red pill phase. And that is the red pill process that millions of Americans are experiencing every single day. So I think Snopes doing this is part of them identifying that their lies are actually working directly against them. I could be totally wrong about that, but that seems pretty clear to me. Shifting gears, James O'Keefe confronts Disney executive who admitted the company discriminates against white males. Now, we talked about this. I think I aired this last Friday. The report from James O'Keefe confirming everything we have already known, that Disney has an obvious anti-white agenda. Honestly, if you're a Christian or you're a white person at this point and you still go to Disneyland and you still support Disney, you're retarded. You're literally retarded. They hate you and they hate your little white kids. Number one, they hate your white kids, your white son, your white daughter. They hate them. And it's clear at this point. So why the hell are you supporting a corporation that hates your faith, hates your skin color, hates your existence? Honestly, I think it comes down to idolatry. Anyways, part two of James O'Keefe's expose has dropped. Cameras were rolling as OMG Media CEO James O'Keefe confronted a senior vice president at Disney who admitted on undercover video that his company discriminates against white males in the name of diversity. Video shows senior vice president and team lead of business affairs at the Walt Disney Company, Michael Giordano, arriving to meet a date who he was unaware was really an undercover OMG operative. But as the rendezvous kicks off, the senior vice president date reveals her friend is stopping by to pick up a key fob, and it turns out to be another female the Disney executive was courting on the dating app Hinge, who coincidentally was also an undercover OMG journalist. I just find it hilarious that these people are getting exposed via dating apps because they're literally obviously retarded, but let's take a look at this part two report of Exposing Disney by James O'Keefe.
Hey, you know, we haven't had a lot of it. Sorry again that I was 2 minutes late.
Okay. You don't care if my girlfriend comes to pick up my key fob, right?
No, of course.
Okay. Oh, hey, babe.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you guys know each other?
Yes.
Wait, do you guys know each other?
Yes.
Are you guys
on a
date?
We are.
Oh, wow. You told me you had a tickle in your throat.
I did. I
thought. Is this how you call a tickle in your throat? Going out with my friends?
Great.
Hi. Is your name, Michael Giordano?
Maybe.
Do you work for Disney?
I'm not kidding.
Is this you right here?
I'm not.
So you are the vice president of the Walt Disney Company, and you're on tape saying that you don't hire white males. Quote, no way we're hiring a white male.
No way we're hiring a white male, Mitchell.
Sir, are you the vice president at Disney? Do you know about Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, about discriminating against people based upon religion and race, sir? Quote, I'm not looking to bring on any more clients who are white, you know?
I hear all the time, like, you know, I'm looking to hire writers and actors who bring diversity. I'm not looking to bring on any more clients who are white.
Disney is concerned I'm a white male. I have friends in HR. Mike, who are your friends in HR?
As far as Disney's concerned, I'm a white male. That's not who they're looking to promote at the moment. I have friends in HR, and I have friends in those divisions.
Do you think that being quiet is going to help you?
You don't have authority to put me on tape. Bye.
I will put you on tape, and I do have that authority under the First Amendment. You know, just because you work in Hollywood doesn't give you entitlement to discriminate against people on the basis of race. Michael Giordano.
James O'Keefe is literally running in the street. He's in pursuit.
Sir. He's got the Tesla. See if we can catch up to him. Hi, Michael. Watch out. Hi, Michael. Discrimination on the basis of race. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act.
Look at his face.
Good to be here.
I believe it's
a good friend of you guys.
I always get my exercise with these guys. Whew. Oh, man. Yeah, he was out of there on the New York Minute. We confronted him, and he drove away in his Tesla. Very upset. The two girls confronting him at the same time. Apparently, he lied and told one girl that he has a little itch in his throat. We have someone gesturing. Let's see what happened. This guy works for Disney, and he was discriminating against people in the hiring process. And he was on a date, but it wasn't a date. It was an undercover person with a hidden camera. The vice president of Disney sat right next to you.
He's the vice president of Disney.
You bet, yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Mike Giordano.
And so that was like a fake date.
That was a fake date.
And who was the girl? His girlfriend?
There were actually two girls.
That was like a fake date. Girl!
One girl confronted the other because he was lying to one of the girls about the girls he was dating.
Oh,
so it was a whole...
Oh my God, that was real thick.
That was a real undercover investigation right there.
Oh, wow.
That was not a real girlfriend. There were two girls, and the other girl made an excuse, and then he showed up and confronted them. And
wait, and so that girl was here on a date with him, and it was like a setup to get him here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a week goes by without a news headline about potential medical sneak, and ivermectin opportunity the most. That's today.
Yeah, have a good one.
Really? Okay, you probably shouldn't tell me, because I'll...
Yeah, have a good one.
If there's any fraud you're committing, you know, just be careful, okay?
Y'all are sick.
Underage?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea for the next sting, right?
Saving the city.
Saving the city of Hollywood, one at a time. Check it out.
Yes, have a good one.
OMG, O'Keefe Media Group.
OMG, okay.
OMG.
Check it out.
All right. Saving the city, you heard it here in Sunset Plaza in Los Angeles at the Le Petit for exposing the discrimination. He ran away in the Tesla, almost ran over your foot. You had to be real careful. He's not a happy camper. Stay tuned. Disney Part 1, Part 2 and 3 coming out soon. There is no cow too sacred for O'Keefe Media. Stay tuned.
How you doing?
What happened?
Oh, this guy, Vice President of Disney, was caught in an undercover sting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Exposing the corruption, you know, that's what we do. How you doing?
Sorry, Bob. I didn't know you guys were still filming. I said I was a big fan.
Oh, you're a big fan?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had fans in L.A.
Yeah,
nice to see you.
How you doing?
James.
Sergey.
Nice to see you. Yeah, Disney.
Okay. Obviously, I mean, it's just... thank God for James O'Keefe, man, and his undercover operations, because it's good to see it, like, on film, you know what I mean? It's good to see it exposed in real time. Because there are people that call it conspiracy, they call it lies, and obviously we have multiple instances, and even the Disney content that's produced, even their own, like, talent and actors doing press runs that make it obvious they're anti-white. But it's good to see it from the inside, and I'm excited to see what else James O'Keefe has in store when it comes to exposing satanic Disney. I am super excited to see. All right, chat, talk to me. What are your thoughts? Let's see what the chat has to say tonight. Tonight. Let's see. Elaney Menez 1 says, no more SoCal Disney cuckery. Yeah, I agree. Disney is gay. But I don't think Disney is stopping anytime soon. I think they're just going to continue and get worse and worse and worse, if I'm completely honest. But we'll see. We'll see. Calpurnia 6-1 says, I would rather go to Cedar Point than Disney parks. Yeah, Disney parks suck. I remember growing up as a kid, like, I always wanted to stay in the Disneyland hotels. And I remember I wanted to stay in, especially the, what's the California Adventure one? What's it called? I don't even remember. Like, so someone in the chat, let me know. I remember I always wanted to stay there when I was a kid. And I think this was way before 2020, I think. Yeah. I forgot when this was. What is that hotel called? It's on the California Adventure side. And I remember always wanting to stay there when I was a kid. And it was one of my birthdays. I forgot when, 2000 something. And we stood there. And I was totally underwhelmed. It was horrible. I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible, dude. This is horrible. This is not like, this is not anything special. They make it seem to be special. Is it the Disney's Grand Californian? Is that it? Okay, yeah, that one. Yeah, this is nothing, not anything special, being totally honest. Not anything special. It was horrible. I didn't like it at all. I've literally stayed in better hotels around the country than that. That was not impressed. I stayed at Hilton's better. Literally. Literally. But yeah, Disney has been totally destroyed. Totally destroyed. I mean, there's always been perverts in Disney, but now they don't even try to hide it. They're just open about it. Like, yeah, we have a not-so-secret gay and queer agenda. Yeah, we're totally perverted and going after your children. They don't even try to hide it anymore. It's just straight up in your face. Straight up in your face. Salty Debbie says, hello, everyone. I've been listening and doing housework. Just wanted to tell everyone and Drew, hi. Good to see you, Salty Debbie. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you literally watch your back. I threw my back out over the weekend doing some housework. That's why I'm kind of taking it easy for the next few days. So be careful out there. Don't be a retard like me. CQ707 says, so many tunnels inside of Disney. No, literally, there are underground tunnels under Disney World, particularly. It's true. That's not a conspiracy. That's real. Lenny Bell says, looking forward to the watch party with you all. Yes, I will be having a presidential debate watch party this Thursday. I will go live at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Watch party presidential debate going down on Thursday. Drew Hernandez live. That's right. Selena JJ says, can't wait for Drew to cover Thursday's debate. Oh, it's going to be based. Yeah, I'll probably be streaming for a few hours. That's why I'm trying to take it easy. My back's all jacked up. But we'll be good. We'll be good, chat. We'll be good. Elaine Jimenez 1 says, the signature suite at Disneyland's Grand California Hotel is $6,000 to $8,000 per night. Yeah, that is a total ripoff. That's a ripoff. At California Adventure Disneyland Anaheim. Yeah, that's just so ridiculous. Bro, even if I was a multimillionaire and that was literally like chump change to me, like $6,000 to $8,000 is like what? To a millionaire, like $800 to them. You know what I mean? $600 to $800 to them. Still wouldn't do it. Obviously because they're perverts, but it's just so, it's overhyped. It's ridiculous. Utah 101, are you on tonight? Yes, I will be live in 1 hour. I will be live in 1 hour. So I'm kind of taking it easy, guys. I might just stream for maybe just 3 hours tonight. Usually I do the big four. I'll do 4 hours, but yeah, my back is pretty jacked up, dude. So I'm gonna try to do 3 hours tonight. We shall see. But before I let you guys go, remember, LFA TV is 100% independent and supported by the people, we the people, that is you the people. So support tonight's sponsor brought to you by ammosquared.com/LFA. That's ammosquared.com/LFA. Make sure you guys are supporting the sponsors to keep LFA TV alive. And shout out to all my gun owners out there. Listen up. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammunition grows slowly over time, is stored for free while it builds up, and is shipped whenever you want it. Shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared, Ammo Squared, Ammo Squared, .com/LFA. It is truly automated, set it and forget it ammunition purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammunition builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. It is a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. It's customizable by as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. One more time, that's ammosquared.com/LFA, ammosquared.com/LFA. And remember, subscribe to my personal Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. The link is in the chat. We go live in T-minus 1 hour. 6 p.m. Pacific, that's 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific, that's 9 p.m. Eastern. Drew Hernandez Live goes live in T-minus 1 hour. We will be roasting AOC's cringe Bronx rally and a lot of breaking news going on over the past few days that we have to cover. They are literally getting ready to deploy millions of illegals via the welfare system to vote in the 2024 election. I'm telling you, they're going to rig this damn thing. I'm going to be breaking all of that down tonight in about 1 hour. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. The link is in the chat. And if I'm a little late, please forgive me. I'm taking it easy. I'm telling you, my lower back is jacked up. So promised my wife I would take it easy for the next few days. But I will be live in 1 hour. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Make sure to head over there. If you loved what you heard here tonight on Based America, only on LFA TV, hosted by Drew Hernandez, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification. Please copy the link. Share this everywhere with all of your friends. We need to get our engagement and our viewership up. And that's up to you. That is up to you. We need to grow out and expand the network. So please do that. But don't go anywhere, because the legendary Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone. I'll see you guys in T-minus 1 hour on Drew Hernandez Live. And if I don't, I'll see you guys on the next one.